Oh, Jesus Christ. It's like you've been run over by a truck. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. You know when you breathe in, right? And then you breathe out. That's all the relatable material I've got. All this stuff about Tinder dating sites. I've never been on a dating site. I'm 50 years old. I've never been swiped. Yeah, somebody said to me just recently, like, how long have you been with your wife? I said, like, 25 years. And they said, oh, so you met her the old-fashioned way. It's like, the old-fashioned way? I didn't buy her in a slave auction. I didn't, like, barter her for two camels and a yak. Like, it's a long, long time since I've looked at personal ads, right? But I remember when I was looking at them, like, thinking, so like lots of women I was looking at, you know, personal ads from women, I'm sure they were all lovely. They all go to the gym, they go hiking, they go running. I was thinking, God, that seems exhausting. And then it struck me, do you think all the lethargic women have been taken? I think all the women who put in their ads, I like laying on the sofa eating chocolates and watching the telly, they got snapped up. It's just the ones that... And something else that's going to happen with profiles just recently, I don't know if you've seen this. So people start putting in their social media profiles their preferred pronouns, right? So how they like to be addressed, like do they want to be called he, her, his, she, he, her, his? That would be confusing. He, him, his, she, her, hers, right? And some people have been critical of this, many dickheads, right? And I'm like absolutely fine with you telling me how you want to be addressed, right? That's fine by me. But it did get me thinking, like, you know, what are my preferred pronouns? And I thought, I don't really care about what you... Who am I kidding? I'm a comedian. My preferred pronouns are I, and me. But then I was thinking, well, you know, do I have any other preferred parts of grammar? And I think I do. I've got a preferred adjective, horizontal. And then I've got a preferred noun, pudding. Yeah. The Buddha says that we become the thing that we most resist. Which in my case, I think means I've been pushing really hard against a fat Yorkshireman. Before we go any further, I want to talk about the elephant in the room.
Oh, come on, man.
I don't think there is an elephant in the room, and so I've got no idea what happened in the gents. I think somebody has overdone it a bit with Veganuary, and this has gone on into High Fibruary, I think. No, actually, the elephant I want to talk about is Brexit. Ha ha, comedy gold. they say that all good things come to an end, which is why I know Brexit will go on for fucking ever. Do you think if you are what you eat, then Boris Johnson eats a lot of massive cocks? I'm kind of tempted to have some sympathy with Brexiters because some things seem like good ideas and then just aren't, right? For example, I read a book on how to do oral sex, right? This is a real book. It's called She Comes First. And it's got a picture of a cut-in-half papaya on the front cover. Think about it. And it's got some really good advice in there, right? Like kind of when you're down there kind of cover the whole area, don't just go for the top bit. See, technical language, top bit, right? So, cover the whole area. And then some slightly strange advice, maintain eye contact. What? Bifocals. And then some downright weird advice, right? Kind of like, so take your top teeth, put them against the clitoris, thanks, and hum, right? Okay, that's weird, but I'm going to try it, right? The thing is, you get down there, what are you going to hum? Nothing's good, right? Land down under by men at work. In the jungle, the mighty jungle. No. I was watching the telly last night and somebody mentioned this. So I was like, yes, that's it. Bermuda Triangle, Barry Manilow. I went with the theme from the Dambusters, right? Not good. Gave a whole new meaning to the phrase, does not go down well. thank you very much.